flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, off-season football conversation tonight. Tomorrow, Hurricanes basketball, 7 o'clock against Virginia at the Watsco Center. We'll be on there at 6:30. We will be on our sister station, AM 790, Waxy 790 tomorrow, 6:30 for Miami and Virginia basketball. We'll get to that in hour number two. For now, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., talking off-season football. We just ripped through the schedule. Very challenging and entertaining schedule for the University of Miami. And you can get your season tickets, by the way, at hurricanesports.com. Off-season, Mario Cristobal was asked about certain areas and certain players that have to improve. One of those players he was asked about is wide receiver JoJo Trader, who played well in the bowl game. He was then also, he also talked about Reuben Bain, but then Mario went down that path and started discussing all the other young players that he's recruited the last couple of years, how that has to be the foundation of this team.
You mentioned two guys that certainly have, the local guys that have done well and show a lot of promise. In JoJo's case, JoJo has shown, he showed in that game what he showed while he was healthy. You know, JoJo did have some ups and downs and some bumps that kept him from consistent practice time, but he had been flashing. He had been showing what, a lot of the stuff that he can do. It was good to cut him loose. And for JoJo, the next step is strength and conditioning and just doing, being more of a pro about all of his dailies, and he's doing that. Awesome young man, awesome mom, tremendous upbringing, all heart, all about being a great Miami Hurricane. Sky's the limit for JoJo. You've seen him enough in high school. I know you've been out to those games. He's done it all. He's done that. And then for a guy like Reuben Bain, the offseason is critical for him, for guys like Francis, all those guys that are part of our first class, Reuben, Francis, Mark Fletcher, I could go on and on and on. All those guys now enter what would be their third year. All right, our first class are now juniors, to put in perspective where we are in terms of the growth of our program and our roster. Those guys now, their bodies should be significantly different. So what you should see is a more explosive Reuben Bain, a more powerful Francis, a more dynamic Mark Fletcher, who all last year, right, he spent rehabbing and getting ready for the season and hasn't had a full off season, you know? So I know you mentioned, you know, guys specifically, but I want to kind of paint a little perspective on that. Yeah, this is a critical offseason from a development standpoint and from a leadership standpoint, because now it's their turn. Now they're the ones front and center. Now they're the ones that got to step out in front, because you certainly can't lead from the back.
All right, that's Mario Cristobal. And Don, JoJo Trader, I thought, played very well in the bowl game. He mentioned Mark Fletcher. And I think the thing about Fletcher is this. Compared to a couple of years ago, when Miami always seemed to be starting over at running back, and a Duke Johnson came in, or a Mark Walton came in, or a Travis Homer came in, they had to carry the burden from their freshman year. And by the time they were midway through the sophomore year, they were beaten up and kind of got through their junior years and so on. Fletch split the carries a year ago with Damian Martinez. I expect him to have a great season coming up, and the same for JoJo Trader. And I would also think there's a part of me that thinks with JoJo, that he looks at his dear friend, Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, and says, I got to match that guy. You know, we were teammates. And Reuben Bain, you know, bad luck this year with the injury. I always think that's really hard to have a great season when you get injured in the first game.
I think thinking of anything less for Mark Fletcher than a 1,000-yard season would be giving him underestimating his potential. When you have Martinez this year, you know, with the help of a great finish in the bowl game, but he finished with a 1,002 yards, and basically it was divided by three in a lot of football games, or for sure 2.5. And so Fletcher should be looking at a 1,000-yard season. They're going to need him to do that. And then they're going to also need help, you know, in that room. They do a good job. Coach Dawson does a great job of understanding how to get the maximum production out of the running game, and that's by rotating the backs. And Martinez, of course, is going to be drafted in the National Football League, so there's going to be some new faces there, but you're going to see 3 and 4 guys every single game that is going to help produce a powerful running game that's going to obviously be accentuated by that offensive line that returns.
Shannon Dawson, his offense averaged 43.9 points per game, led the nation in yards at 532. Carson Beck comes in 7,912 yards and 58 touchdowns at Georgia. And Coach Cristobal said the most important thing right now with Shannon Dawson is all the work that he does behind the scenes and the continuity that the offense has.
Shannon Dawson has, you've all seen the type of job that he's done. He's done an even better job behind the scenes, bringing everybody together and galvanizing the offensive staff and the offensive players. It's ultra valuable to do that because now you spend your off seasons self-scouting and then morphing and evolving. So once the self-scout is done and we identify what we can do really well, now we hit the road or bring people in, both at the NFL and college level, where we can find an edge, where we can now start taking that next step for, okay, what does the offense for Miami look like in 25, 26, and beyond? So it's when you have continuity, especially after parts of, you know, as it relates to success and continuity, it's tremendously beneficial in the offseason while never forgetting the core principles that got you there.
Okay, Mario Cristobal talking about Shannon Dawson. Nobody in this town spends more time with Shannon Dawson than you. This will be his, what, third year coming up? And we'll have quarterback in Carson Beck. So he should feel like he's got some roots here, have a good feeling for his offensive line, the way Coach Cristobal likes to see a game managed and all that stuff. The wild card is the health of the quarterback. But as Shannon Dawson starts working some of these pieces, and this is way early, what are some of your thoughts on the direction he takes this offense?
You know, Joe, you know, they're going to forever – the running game is going to be huge for them. We have to remember that. So, you know, Coach Mirabal is obsessed with running the football. So is Coach Cristobal. And Coach Dawson is very run-friendly. And I think that's probably one of his greatest attributes is that he incorporates everybody's ideas on that side of the football and ties them all together with his beliefs. And, you know, maybe when you look at it, a very underrated season last year for Shannon Dawson. Everybody says, you know, Cam Ward, Cam Ward, Cam Ward. Well, how about Shannon Dawson, Shannon Dawson, Shannon Dawson? He's the guy that really put those pieces together, incorporated a productive offense that showed balance, that produced a 1,000-yard receiver, a 1,000-yard back, tight ends that went from zero production 2 years ago because of injury to being, you know, parts of the highlight reel in the game. And he understands it, and he incorporates the entire offensive staff and the entire offensive unit. And that might be a part of his secret sauce, is that everybody feels that they're a part of the game plan. And he just continues to trust in what he believes, and he goes and he sticks with that running game, you know, come hell or high water, if it needs to be. And I think that's really an attribute to him, because most guys, you know, that are coordinators, the big passing yards and the big plays, that's what attracts the attention to the offense. But in reality, the run game is what really secures the offense as far as their productivity.
Well, there's a big part of me that says they better be able to run the ball early in the season, because Carson Beck is still coming off a pretty significant surgery. And I know it, you know, in August it'd be full go and all that. But I would imagine you don't want to throw the ball 35 times a game early in the season, and maybe taking a little stress off him would be something to be most helpful.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, I think the other thing that you have to look at with Carson is that, you know, we're going to have to see what he does best with the new core of receivers. I don't think that's – last year when we're in training camp, it was – the conversation was all about the secondary. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? This guy's new. That guy's new. Nobody returns. This one may be injured. But every week it was around robin on who we're going to talk about in the secondary. And now you come into this season, the receiving core, everybody's going to be new. I mean, you don't have any – I don't think there's anybody there that had more than 10 catches. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the spring with the receiving core. But the backbone of this football team will be the offensive line and the running game. It'll do the defense a lot of good to have a successful run package, and it'll obviously help the passing game and Carson Beck.
Okay, we'll be dabbling in football during the offseason, because – there is no offseason in football anymore. It's 12 months out of the year, football. There's always something to talk about, and we will do that on the hotline as we work our way through the offseason. And we've got a basketball game tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you there.
I'm going to try and make it down, JoJo.
All right. Take care. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, that's my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. Still to come, Eric McClain. By the way, Hurricane fans, 8 home games. The schedule is out. Kicks it off. The season kicks off against Notre Dame, then Florida. So don't miss the action. Visit MiamiHurricanes.com/football tickets to lock in your receipts today. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/football tickets and lock in your seats today. Also, again, February the 8th is the alumni game at Alex Rodriguez Park. Gates will open up at 2:30, and the alumni game will be played at 6 o'clock. Free event for families and fans of all ages, autograph session. This is always a great event at Alex Rodriguez Park and Mark Light Field. The alumni game and Canes Fan Fest, 2:30, gates open, 6 p.m. is the first pitch. We'll continue with Eric McClain from the ACC coming up next.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.